it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You got to love the smackdown that's going on here, Lee. The leadership of Clemson tried to hide behind free speech, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yes, we have to protect those advocating for murder, celebrating murder, or even, you know, suggesting future murder should take place of people we disagree with. Well, you know, First Amendment, got to protect them. And Alan Wilson, our attorney general, sent the leadership of Clemson a letter saying, yeah, you know that South Carolina state law that says, you know, you can't fire, government can't fire people for their political beliefs. And he explained legally that does not apply to this situation. It does not apply to advocating for murder. It only applies to politics, i.e., advocating for murder is not a legitimate political position. It's incitement to violence. So you can fire them. And I loved how he just ripped the carpet out from underneath them as they were trying to hide behind, well, you know, First Amendment, and we can't legally fire them. And oh, gosh darn, we got to keep them on staff here at Clemson so they can, you know, go ahead and explain to the next generation how murder is good and we should do it. So that was awesome. Good for him to do that and undercut them because they were trying to use that argument first. And then they tried to use the, well, we'll suspend them while we investigate. And now they're like, okay, we'll fire one of them. And it appears they didn't say who they fired, Lee, but I'm pretty sure it was Robin Newberry. Just reading between the lines, if two professors are left, well, he's not a professor. He was had a six-figure salary, head of their asbestos remediation program. And he was the one who was encouraging more murder, saying everybody should be like Luigi Mangione and Tyler Robinson. Even had a couple of ideas for who should die. Was very happy that Charlie Kirk was dead. Said the country was better off for it. So it appears he's been fired. So my guess is the other two, they say they're professors. Well, nobody should buy the Clemson bait and switch because this is what they're doing. They're saying, well, you know, okay, we'll leave them on the payroll. All you folks out there, they want to kill, because that's us. That's right-wing Christians. You go ahead and pay their salaries, but don't worry. We won't put them in. We'll pull them back from the classroom. But if you notice, Clemson has not said permanently. There's no timeline on it. It's just we'll pull them out of the classroom. Yeah, until we're not looking anymore. You'll put them right back. You know what is astonishing to me, Lee?
What's that?
The political capital that the leadership of Clemson is expending to protect Democrats who want murder, liberals who want murder of people they disagree with. The goodwill, I mean, I can't even imagine what this is costing them in alumni donations. And I see the text line, alumni, I'm never writing a check again. One guy said that he had contacted the Alumni Association because he had recently written a check and he wants the money back. So you're tarnishing your reputation and hurting fundraising, maybe even hurting your ability to be funded, because now Nancy Mace is seeking at the federal level to defund these institutions, all to protect professors advocating for murder or celebrating murder. I mean, it really shows you, this is instructive, parents, who is running these colleges. This is not, think about where you work for a minute, Lee. I mean, me, you, and yeah. Normal people even, and not even, I guess we're not normal people, just normal people that are going to work at GE today.
Yeah.
And pick that, Michelin, I don't know.
BMW, Michelin, you know, any of these.
You show up at work, and you start talking about how it's a really good idea to kill people you disagree with. Is that normal?
No. You would be, someone from HR would be handing you a box to take your things out.
Right.
To the parking lot.
That's how it works. You can't come to work and, well, you know, really love that murder the other day. Hey, here's, you know, we should murder some more people too. And you're just walking around the break room like that. I mean, by noon, you're going to be sitting at HR. This is how normal people live. Why does the leadership of Clemson think It just shows you how out of the norm, how radical these people are, that that is normal. We have to protect that. We can't fire them. Sorry. Huh? When Alan Wilson, again, our attorney general, is like, no, you can. I've looked at the law. Not only can you fire them, I can promise you that as the attorney general of South Carolina, there will be no prosecution for the firing.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So that's gone now. They can't say that. These are not normal things. Think about neighborhood barbecue, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have friends, they come over, maybe some neighbors come over. Some guy's just sitting there talking about killing people. Is that normal?
No.
Is that socially acceptable?
He's not getting seconds on the barbecue. That's
He's
sure.
not in my house. Everybody be looking around, he'd get kind of quiet, you know, awkward. That's a weird dude. Yeah, I know. Where does he live? Yeah, did you invite him? Maybe, you know, just kind of show him the door. I mean, it would be a buzzkill, right?
Oh, yeah.
This is not socially normal. This is not within the norms of American society. And yet Clemson wants to protect them. The leadership wants to protect this. I've never seen anything like this. This is incredible. Texter writes, I'm a 38-year-old lifelong Clemson football fan. No more. No more. Texter rates tear, as soon as the attention fades away, Clemson will put them back in the classroom. So says Kim. Yeah, so fast your head will spin. And, you know, here's what's going on now, that now that these professors are getting away with this, because that if you're still collecting your salary, you're getting away with it. We've got another employee of Coastal Carolina now who is out there posting things, saying violence. Saying violence is never the answer ignores reality. Violence freed slaves. Violence stopped Hitler. Violence protects families from attackers when police can't get there in time. The truth is violence has ended more evils than peaceful words ever have. He reposts Nancy Mace, Representative Nancy Mace, who's running for governor, saying we know Charlie Kirk would want us to pray for such an evil, a lost individual like Tyler Robinson to find Jesus Christ. We will do the same. All she's saying is she's going to pray for Tyler Robinson. We should too. And this person who works for Coastal Carolina calls her a two-faced, starts with C, ends with T. But with how much she loves throwing slurs around on the congressional floor, she might not be far behind, saying she should be the next to be killed with fingers crossed.
Oh, that's a bit of a problem, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a problem. And Representative Adam Morgan this morning with... He's with the South Carolina Freedom Caucus is publicizing this one. And they've gotten several people fired, including the Greenville County teacher who, you know, kudos to Greenville County Schools.
Oh, they didn't waste. They didn't.
No, they
waste
didn't.
Any
they
time.
Waste any time. Well, I don't understand what Clemson's problem is. And I'm telling you, these kind of employees look at, oh, cool. You can talk murder and keep your job at Clemson. I'm going to do it, too. And this is what keeps it going. There's got to be a social price for this. Again, I would never support any of these people losing their social media accounts. I don't want that to happen to them. That is your First Amendment right, even if you're a creepazoid. I don't want it taken from them. But you don't get to have a job, not at my expense, not my taxpayer dollars, and not when you're suggesting Nancy Mace should be next. We're not doing that. We're not going to have a debate on who should be killed. Do you see what they're trying to do? The left is using this opportunity. They never let an opportunity go to waste. Using this opportunity to establish for the first time that advocating for the murder of those on the right is protected speech. And the new norm is you get to keep your job while you do it.
Well, they're trying to normalize acts of domestic terrorism.
Yes. Yes, they are right now. And Clemson, I can't believe this. Clemson is leading the way. All morning I've been saying, here is the email for the president of Clemson, president@clemson.edu. Especially if you are a donor and alumni, let them know you are not happy. Use words like please and thank you. And remember, we are Charlie Kirk, okay? Write your email politely as, but firmly, as Charlie Kirk would. And let them know this is not socially acceptable. These are not norms that we teach the future leaders, the students of our state. We do not normalize murder at Clemson.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland, you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.